This content creator, written on the 22nd of November, 2025. I am not a content creator. If anything, I'm a this content creator. I don't mean that I create this content, although sometimes I do, and I'm very much capable of doing so. But what I mean is that in order to create, one has to have a vision of something better. And that, in and of itself, carries with it a discontentment with the present. If everything were truly perfect, nothing need be created, nor anything destroyed, so everything would come to a halt, a standstill. But nothing alive is ever completely still. Hence, perfection is death. Yet, artists still strive for it. As it is an ingrained impulse, driving us not towards death per se, at least not explicitly and consciously, but towards giving oneself away, sacrificing the self and merging with the infinite. We strive to mimic the Great Father, our Creator, and in doing so, we sow the seeds of our own death and destruction, which are coming anyway. We can never truly embody him, for the part is not the whole, not without death, and the letting go of everything and anything we consider ours. In yoga, the final pose of a practice is often Shavasana, corpse pose. All of the practice before that pose can be considered a preparation for that. And if yoga is an analogy for life itself, which I believe it is, then the whole of life is also a preparation for death. The artist, the saint, and the savior intuitively know this, for they are inclined to give away as much of themselves as possible. They let go. They do not cling. They understand the transitory nature of life, as well as the interconnectedness of everything. The fact that nothing can ever truly be gained nor lost, for everything is us.